This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Thursday, December 30th, this is the DJV program live from Los Angeles and live from New Jersey. This is not like the beginning of this. So you could get away with live from Los Angeles, that's not, but live from New Jersey? Well, that is how the forces of good have gotten together today. Victoria Keelan is in New Jersey on the beach, where she usually is, not literally on the beach, but she's there. She can see the beach from her perch in her studio. I can't see anything but rain here in Los Angeles, I'll tell you that. Way overboard with the rain. But it's needed. The thing that really is distressing is the number of mudslides now. This usually goes on in either late January, February, when the rainy season happens typically, but it's a month or two early here, and the rain is very heavy. The lobby of the Biltmore Hotel is leaking. That's how heavy the rain is. And so you look around and you see, okay, cars doing crazy things. We were talking about being in the snow up in Lake Tahoe and how stupid people are that are driving like it's a sunny day and the road is dry. Then there is I'm just seeing some video here of stuff sliding off the hills, the garbage from the streets flowing into people's yards. It's, ugh, really. Rats all over the place that are drowning. And I thought rats could swim. Rats can't swim?
They can swim, yeah, but I think they can't swim for very long periods of time, so they will drown, water. I guess, eventually, yeah.
Right, exactly. Anyway, welcome to New Year's. All right, so New Year's means the Consumer Electronics Show going on. A lot of people are anticipating that. My friend Holland Cook will do some reports. He's going. A number of smaller companies are going. Despite the high-profile pullouts, like Mercedes isn't going there. That's the latest one to pull out. But a lot of the big companies, like Meta, pulled out. I think Google pulled out anyway. Yeah. But there are a lot of new. And they're going to, you know, there'll be some hybridization. Certainly there'll be Zoom connections and people on big screens and that kind of stuff. But this is an exciting time for people who are technologists like you, Victoria, to keep up with all of the things that are changing. And apparently there are some new things that have been worked on that didn't get released last year that will have some profound ramifications for all of us. Some of the new things I was talking earlier about I was looking at this 3D thing that's being done in the German BMW plant that makes anything. It's not just a plant for cars, but they've separated off part of it because the technology has been developed there by scientists and engineers in Germany. So they use this big BMW plant, took a piece of it, and now they're building these machines that build machines. And the machines they're building are mostly 3D. I can't wrap my head around it. I don't understand, frankly, how this happens. But it's happening, and so that's part of what people are looking forward to, I guess. I don't look forward to that. I think we have too much technology, frankly. There's nothing. I mean, some of the things are handy. The technology we use to do this program now is so much better than it was when I first started doing it 33 years ago. I can do the program from anywhere. Sounds like I'm in a studio. I have this little box, and it connects to the Internet, and bing, bang, boom, we're on the air. Unless we have a bad internet connection, and then but most of the time it works pretty well. That's good. And other technology like using laptops and using iPads and that sort of stuff to keep up with what's going on. I think we have the opportunity, if we will take it, to be more educated. I think the question comes in the year 2022. Begin practicing writing that on your checks. Of course, well, Victoria doesn't write checks, so
I don't even
I'll
have
practice
a checkbook.
A bit. Yeah. Anyway, those of us who write checks, let's see if the first one I send to you, Victoria, has a 2021 on it, or a 2022 on it. But we can resolve to be aware of things like that. Actually, today's National Resolution Planning Day. This is sort of a tradition. It goes back 4,000 plus years. The rebirth of the natural world was taking place and is celebrated by the Babylonians 4,000 years ago. Do you even know, do you think people know where Babylonia, where current day, where Babylonia would be in current day? Do you think people know where Babylonia is?
God, this is, don't ask me geography. It's the worst. Lewis makes fun of me constantly because I don't know anything about geography. I would guess that was Babylonia, like present day Iran.
Yeah, the Middle East. Yeah, the areas in the Middle East. Yes, right. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology.
I'm the worst with geography.
Anyway, so on Resolution Planning Day back in the Babylonian era, a new king would be crowned. Crops are planted, and that's a key because obviously on the 1st of January, you're not going to be planting many crops in most of the Northern Hemisphere. Promises made to the gods on New Year's Day or Resolution Planning Day, they believed that if these promises or resolutions were kept, this is something for all of us to keep in mind. Think about your promises to yourself, i.e. resolutions to yourself. If you keep them, the gods will be happy with you. Right? So whatever it is you're planning, stick with it, and the gods will be happy. The god Janus, who's responsible for January, back in 153 B.C., January 1st was declared as the start of the new year by the Roman Senate as praise and worship for the god Janus. Janus was an entity with two faces who had the ability to look backward and forward at the same time. What a visualization
that is.
I think
that's important for January, right?
Yeah.
You look back on where you come
December.
From. You get to turn fresh page into the new year.
Turn around. Yep.
Yeah.
The end of one year, beginning of another one. The phrase New Year's Resolution appeared for the first time in a Boston newspaper. The old Boston, I think it was the Boston Gazette, 1813. And from there to today, modern resolutions became a thing. I think I started asking, I was asking what you thought Joe Biden might resolve to do in the new year, but more, let's get it down to, you know, the individual, you, Victoria, and how do you have resolutions? Do you and Lewis, or you people in your family do resolutions per se?
No, we really don't.
Nothing.
I mean, I feel like everybody always says, oh, this year I'm going to, you know, work out more and I'm going to eat a better diet or I'm going to be a vegan or, you know, no one keeps that stuff.
No, that's a waste.
I feel like it's better to just not make resolutions because then it's just one more thing that you're failing at.
Well.
Right? I mean, as soon as you drop it, then you're like, oh, okay, I failed at that.
Well, but maybe we ought to try doing it so we don't feel like we're failures. You hear a lot of people, oh, I've just failed at this and that. So, okay, let's say you're Dr. Fauci.
I think a
Fauci.
Vision board is something a lot better.
Vision board.
I think that's a lot better to do than making resolutions.
It's a picture, and pictures put thoughts in your mind, and thoughts are things.
Right.
So, yes, most things that you write down or you visualize, you can manifest them. So, let's talk about a New Year's resolution for Dr. Fauci. What do you think his New Year's resolution would be under the circumstances? What do you think he...
I don't know. It's such a personal thing. I have no idea. I don't really care. I mean, he's so politicized at this point that I don't know that anyone... I mean, there are people who still follow what he says and other people who just have used him as a punching bag, and I think that's unfair, too. So, I don't know.
Did he deserve to be Person of the Year under the circumstances?
For Time Magazine?
Yeah.
No, but it didn't... I don't think it should have been Elon Musk, either.
No. Is that stuff becoming irrelevant? I mean, we talk about it. It becomes a way to promote Time Magazine. That's all it's good for.
I think it's more fun to find out who the sexiest man alive is every year from People
really?
Magazine. Yeah.
Okay. So does the name Eugene Goodman ring a bell with you?
Eugene Goodman. No.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, no. Was he the officer?
Yep. Good
is
for you.
Is that Officer Goodman? Yeah. From the... Oh, man. Talk about that video footage with that insane mob running at him, and he's at the top of the stairs, and he has a split-second decision, and he leads them away from where they were evacuating Mike Pence and a bunch of other senators.
Well, they were yelling, hang Mike Pence.
And he
hang
said, follow me. And he took them in the wrong direction purposefully. Yeah, yeah. That was a brave thing. And he had no gun. I mean, that was just incredibly brave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So much braver than any of these idiots who think that they're patriots by storming the Capitol. It's... Settle down, Les Mis. This is not the Bastille. Like, come on. The whole thing was so stupid.
Yeah, well, there's plenty of that around for sure. Speaking about New Year's resolutions and what the president's going to do, apparently he's asked Putin, or no, the other way around, Putin's asked him to have a call before their Thursday meeting, right? The Russian military buildup on the border with Ukraine. That's something that's happening. Is it, if I'm not mistaken, it's today.
It's today. Yeah. So right? We don't know. Yeah. It's been reported that we're not sure exactly why Putin requested this phone call. The senior officials in the White House say that, they can't speak specifically as to why Putin requested the call, but they noted, President Biden will make it very clear that there is a diplomatic path that they can take. Or we're going to be beefing up our support for the NATO troops that are there. So Putin's got two options, it looks like. If he makes a move on Ukraine, then all bets are off. And it's not just us going at it. It's the entire, you know, NATO alliance.
I forget who interviewed him, but there's an interview floating around. And it's a well-known interviewer, but I can't remember who it is. That basically, after the interview was over, put her... impressions of him on social media, and she said that she thought he was the most insecure little man, and he
Putin or Biden?
No, Putin. Sorry, Putin. With Biden's Putin,
okay.
Short. He has short man complex.
Obviously. You know, homeboy can't get on a horse without taking his shirt off. Come on.
Right.
He reminds me, like, he and Jeff Bezos are, like, the same person to me. There's a lot of similarities there.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah, I haven't thought about it that way, but yeah. Yeah, I could see that.
Personality-wise, yeah.
Do we know who Putin has? Does he have a girlfriend? You never see any pictures of him with a woman.
okay.
Well, maybe that means something else. Those rumors are floating around as well. Okay. Enough of the rumor mill. It's 19 after. This is the DJV show.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months I make $200 to $300.
Wow! That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code FRIEND for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code FRIEND for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FRIEND.
Mm-hmm. life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Doug Hensley, president of Real Estate Services at Hertz Real Estate Services.
Some people inherit an asset and they live remotely from the asset. Sometimes don't know where to start, what decisions need to be made. And for a lot of people, they either don't have the time or the expertise to take care of that themselves. So that's where we come in on the management side.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour now here on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen now in the trending department. We've moved to the trending lane here in terms of conversation. And it seems Tom Cruise has done something extra special, which people are interested in talking about, gabbing about, gossiping about. And we'll do our share of gabbing and gossiping about that after this.
I'm Andy Solomon. Close to half of American adults have high blood pressure. Of those, about 75% don't have it controlled, and many don't even know they have it. Singer-songwriter and actor Naturi Naughton is teaming up with the American Heart Association to increase awareness of high blood pressure.
The American Heart Association and I are launching a dance movement inspired by the four steps of self-blood pressure monitoring to encourage everyone to check their own blood pressure. It's also a great way to get your body moving.
High blood pressure is a leading cause and controllable risk factor for heart disease and stroke, but it can also contribute to worse outcomes for people who contract COVID-19.
The Get Down with Your Blood Pressure dance movement is a fun new dance with just four simple moves. Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share those numbers with your doctor. Then head to your social channels to share your videos with hashtag GetDownWithYourBP.
For more information and to learn the dance, visit @American_heart on Instagram.
All right, so Maverick has shown up portraying the role that he has in Top Gun. Apparently, the Ohio State University Marching Band got some connection. Did he actually show up with this? I think he did, didn't he? Well, no, I guess
He didn't appear in person, but he surprised the Ohio State Marching Band with his praise and some gifts. They did a 1986, I guess like a halftime show where they used different music that was in Top Gun. And so I guess it got back to Tom Cruise. He thought it was really impressive, and he sent a letter inviting the entire band to a screening of Top Gun Maverick. He sent them T-shirts with the film's logo, and he said Dear band, the Top Gun tribute was fantastic. What a phenomenal performance. Thank you so much. I'd love for you all to be my guests for a special screening in Columbus this spring, and best of luck to the Ohio State University in the Rose Bowl. So,
cool.
Yeah, Go everybody Bucks. Seemed pretty happy about it. And, I mean, the cool. that you know that marching band is pretty famous. So,
and he's
yeah,
very good at doing this sort of thing. He's
he
good
is.
At mixing with the crowd. He gets it. He knows this will attract all kinds of attention around the country to promote the movie, and he probably will have some fun. I think people get distracted by the Scientology stuff, but by all reports, he's a very decent guy and somebody who really is caring about others and gets himself involved in these sorts of things because it makes people feel good, and also, listen, it helps promote the movie, everything like that. Well,
yeah.
Really, and that movie doesn't need a lot of promotion. It's one of the most anticipated movies in the last few years.
The trailer looks incredible.
Oh, yeah. It's more of the same stuff. You know, it's going to be the same movie only, 25 years later?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think, what's her name is in it, though? I think the love interest, I forget
oh,
her name.
Oh, yeah, Kelly McGillis?
McGillis, yeah. I don't think
yeah,
she's
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, okay. So also trending is the Dr. Dre story, which doesn't need much time. He's leaving his wife, and she's getting $100 million. Okay,
She wanted a lot of money. He's worth $820 million, and so he is going to pay her $100 million, two installments of $50 million in a property settlement agreement. So this has been a very contentious divorce. This has been going back and forth for a long time.
She keeps the Rolls, the Range Rover, the Escalade, and a motorcycle, plus all of her jewelry and $100 million. Not a bad deal. 28 past the hour.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months I make $200 to $300.
Wow! That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code GOOD for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code GOOD for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GOOD.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
New York City business owners are speaking out against a vaccine mandate. It requires kids ages 5 and up to show proof of vaccination in restaurants, fitness facilities, movie theaters, museums, and the like. One business owner spoke to Fox and Friends.
I think we got to move at a little bit of a slower pace at certain times. We're having a difficult time, as is, with this Omicron, where people have slowed down coming into the restaurants over the last couple weeks, and we still have never gotten really back to full capacity.
President Joe Biden plans to speak with Russian President Vladimir Putin over the phone on Thursday. NBC News reports the scheduled talk comes amid continued tensions over Ukraine. Russia has amassed some 100,000 soldiers along its border with Ukraine, raising fears among many in the international community of an impending invasion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
A partisan House subcommittee is giving out report cards for how leadership of the COVID-19 pandemic panned out.
A Democratic-led House subcommittee has spent over a year investigating the previous administration's handling of the coronavirus pandemic, recently issuing a report. Meanwhile, earlier this week, the United States logged more than 440,000 new coronavirus cases in a day. Republican Congressman from North Carolina, Greg Murphy, who is also vice chair of the GOP Doctors Caucus and a physician, tells Fox and Friends First his reaction to the report and weighs in with his thoughts on the current administration.
Good Lord, you know, we would not have a vaccine that had saved hundreds of millions of lives right now if the Trump administration had not put forth warp speed. So to do this is just, it's just typical for this administration. They create a crisis or they say they can fix a crisis and they can't. And then what they do is they just blame Trump.
According to the House subcommittee's report, the previous administration made deliberate efforts to undermine the nation's pandemic response for political reasons. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
President Biden will speak this afternoon with Russian President Vladimir Putin amid a moment of crisis on the Russia-Ukraine border. Moscow has amassed a troop buildup over recent months that continue to agitate the United States and European allies. USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
One in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, shall we save this for tomorrow? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Right. Are you going to be awake tomorrow? Where are you going to be?
Where are you going to be?
East Coast, West Coast?
I'm going to be on the West Coast tomorrow when I do this. I'll be in the East Coast tomorrow night when New Year's happens.
Oh, okay, right.
All right.
So you'll be asleep.
Yeah. Oh, on New Year's Eve? Yeah. Gonzo. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, there's a lot of stuff going on Saturday, including the inauguration of my dear friend Charlie Sizitsky as the new mayor of Framingham. And there are a few of us who are going to get in to actually be there. And I'm going to go early to get another test. So I'm going to have a test today. I'll have a test again on Saturday before we go into the event. Mm-hmm. And then you told me about something that I want to pass along, actually. This is a good tip for people who want to know, if you are listening to Dr. Ken or have listened to our DJV Health program at all, you know, Ken and I have talked a lot You can find it, by the way, at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Plus, it's carried by most of the same stations that carry the DJV program carry DJV Health. So anyway, the antigen test, Victoria was very helpful, as she always is, treating me as a good daughter in a sense. Okay, I'll take care of you. And so she went to the CVS.com website to find the nearest place to me on the East Coast, my hometown, where I get an antigen test. And so I'm going to make an appointment because I want to know. Yeah, I don't think I've had it, but I don't know. I could have had it, and I didn't know I had it.
That's the antibody test. I didn't realize this, but I learned this from Jay, who's off today. But she had gone, I don't know when, maybe within the last month or so, and she had gotten, she went to the CVS, the Minute Clinic, and it's covered by insurance, so you can get an antibody test to see what your level of antibodies are from the vaccine, and also it shows you if you've ever had the virus itself. And she had not had the virus, but her level of antibodies from the vaccine were still very strong. So I'm going to do that for Lewis and me, just because we live in such a resort. Like, we basically, if you go to any
transient
seaside
population
resort, that's where we are. And there's restaurants and shops.
That's why Florida is as much of a mess as it is.
Right.
They're all on the east and the west coast. And nobody lives other than, if you go up the Tamiami, what they call the Tamiami Trail, it's also called Alligator Alley, up by Okeechobee, you start in Miami, and you go up the Florida Turnpike, and then you go up across, up to Orlando. Orlando's the only place, really, in central Florida that there's much action. There's some wonderful communities, frankly. I quite like the communities that are close to the Georgia border in Florida. Really neat. Nice farming areas. Those are great places. But they're so atypical of what most of Florida is all about. So if you're going down 95 or you're going down, what is it, 71 that comes from Ohio onto the east coast side of, I think it's 71, onto down to Naples and those areas, there's so much activity there. There's so many people coming. The Canadians go to and the Midwesterners go to the East Coast. Some of the Canadians, depending on where you live. It's really kind of fun. If you look at the migration of people this time of year from, let's say, Montreal and the east of Montreal down to Florida, to the east coast of Florida, and then the New Englanders, and I dare say most of the people who go to Florida, and they're, you know, once you get to Washington, south of Washington, nobody's going to Florida. So it's the northeast goes to the southeast part of Florida. And then if you live in Ohio or Michigan or Montreal, Toronto is the west and Montreal is the east. I got those mixed up. So you can draw a line almost. And there were old railroad Flagler. He developed the railroads. That's why there's Flagler this and Flagler that everywhere in Florida, because he really developed both coasts of Florida with railroads from the East Coast and the Midwest. So the Midwestern Rail Run is now the highway run that runs down basically through Columbus, Cincinnati, and not Cincinnati, but Columbus, and then down south into Kentucky and bingo down to the west coast of Florida. But it just is, there's so much transit, so much movement now. People all over the place. You're going to find, I think, super surging in Florida will, the first 2-3 weeks in Florida, Omicron. Now, I want you to point out something, Victoria, because you and I were talking with Ken, and I think this is an important point for people to know about the Delta variant and the Omicron and how you get better protection. Because it isn't what you would think. It's the opposite of what you would think. Could you explain that, please?
Yeah, so the Delta variant, as we know, Delta has been a really severe variant. This has landed so many people in the hospital. It has killed so many people. So you would think that being such a potent variant, that if you had Delta in the past, coming up against Omicron, which by all, you know, research shows it gives you pretty mild symptoms, It spreads really quickly, but for the most part, people are not experiencing anything, you know, too drastic in terms of symptoms. So you would think, well, if you had Delta and you went through all that you must have a lot of protection when it comes to Omicron. Turns out that's not true at all. It's the opposite. If you get Omicron right now and Delta, which is still heavily circulating in certain areas, certainly here in New Jersey and New York where I am. So if you get Omicron, then you actually have protection against getting Delta.
Yeah, right.
Which is so bizarre. This virus is just, yeah.
You should try to get Omicron.
I know, right? But how do you, and that's the thing, it's like, how do you know what you're getting, you know?
Well, yeah, I guess that's true.
But Dr. Ken said it best. There has never been a virus or a disease or an outbreak in modern times that has been this baffling because it changes so much. I mean, even with HIV, you know, HIV was very unpredictable in terms of, you know, how to treat it. And it's still to this day, we don't have a vaccine. And it's been what?
Well, the cold. The common cold. Nobody knows how to treat that either. There is no vaccine. They don't even know what it is.
You just deal with it. Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. Bing, bang, boom, and you're done. Okay. Speaking of dealing with things, I want to, this is another star for you. You and I talked about this a week or so ago, but I've been looking at all of these ads, mostly Kate McKinnon doing those ads for 5G. Have you seen them?
Oh, yeah,
television?
Verizon.
All over the place. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is so bad, and these people must not know. I wish somebody would send a note or do something on social media. Hey, Kate, do you know what you're promoting? Do you know that the airlines are death on 5G, that Boeing and Airbus and air traffic control and anybody else that knows anything about flying, whether it's private or commercial, is death on 5G because it will interfere with the navigation equipment. And this has been something that has been well hidden or not well covered by the news media because they get so much advertising from the likes of T-Mobile or Spectrum or Verizon or whoever it is that's trying to sell you new phones with 5G. It is damnable. You do not want 5G. The airlines, the air traveling public doesn't want you to have it. The government is out to lunch, it seems to me, on this. They should have been all over. That's why the airlines went to the government and said, hey, you realize, and they brought Boeing in tow, how bad this is for navigation? This is going to screw things up. You think people, they'll tell you to shut your phones off. If anybody, I just find it, I'm flabbergasted that the commercial airline business and commercial advertising world hasn't gotten together and somebody hasn't said, wake up, guys, this is bad.
Well, the problem is that it's 5G is, for this instance, but, you know, the airlines, 5G's been in the works for years.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Where have the airlines been until now? Because I saw December 15th, they made their statements. Well, okay, so where have
they
been?
So who the hell knows where they've been? I mean, we know they're out to lunch most of the time. They're way behind the curve on most everything, including service. But
I mean, they're saying that it could disrupt 4% of, you know, of flights and stuff. I don't know. This is really less about 5G and more about.
But what do we need 5G for, really? It's just another way to sell new phones.
Well, it is a totally different network, and so it is a lot faster. This country has
it.
Well, when you're running supercomputers and you're, you know,
I'm not. Are you?
Well, not you, but everything that we rely on are the airlines themselves. Relies on how fast your internet connection is, which is where the discrepancy is and the discrimination against people in rural communities who were by the last FCC were completely left behind. Absolutely left behind. They repealed net neutrality, and they just didn't care, and they didn't.
So we go back to having 4G, which is more than they had when they had nothing. And so,
well, what they're going to get
is really straightened out.
Well, yeah, but then the other thing is, you know, like Facebook has launched all their satellites, and SpaceX wants to do the same thing. SpaceX, I think, has, I don't know, 300,000 customers so far with their internet, internet service that comes from a satellite. So if it's not 5G, then it's going to be something else that's going to disrupt the signals. I don't know. I feel like the airline industry was really asleep at this one. If this is just now coming out, you know, January 5th is when a lot of 5G wireless services start. So don't fly on January 5th would be my advice.
Look at my schedule here.
Because you might not make
it
on time.
On the 7th, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, the past year has seen, because of some of the stupidity around defunding the police and that kind of stuff, the number of people killed with gun violence going up, 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 and up in many of the cities like Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco. I don't think it's been as much, it hasn't been that much of a problem in New York, though, has it? Washington's been bad, but New York has been pretty much
I keep reading these
under
stats.
Control.
Well, I keep seeing all these stats that, you know, really the news media, as you know and as you like to point out, you know, they'll glom on to one or two stories and then it becomes like an epidemic.
Well, the reason
oh, this is happening
up.
Everywhere. And the actual crime numbers in major cities are down. So,
well, that's kind of where I was going. Thank you. You're a little psychic. the city in our country that has experienced the opposite trend to what's going on in some of these other cities is St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
Which last year had the highest murder rate they'd have there on record. This year...
What's going on in St. Louis?
This year, it's down to next to nothing.
Hmm.
They had, I think, 263, I'm looking at this, 263 murders last year in the year 2020 in St. Louis. And I think it's down to 73 or something this year. So I guess maybe under the circumstances you can credit. It's not all bad news. That's kind of what I was pointing out. You got there before I did. It's 47 past the hour.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hello, this is Discover, and we take customer service very seriously. We know that if you have a question or concern about your credit card, that's a serious matter, and you need to talk to a real person about it. So we offer around-the-clock access to seriously talented representatives in the USA. Again, it's a serious endeavor. The only funny thing about it is Bob. If you call us and Bob answers, you're in for a treat. Get 100% U.S.-based customer service and talk to a real person day or night. Discover. Exceptionally common sense.
So, the sales right now at Kohl's? I mean, you won't want to miss these deals. I got 60% off holiday decor, so I'm set for next year. Fleece for under $20 and 60% off bedding. Even better, I used the Kohl's cash I earned from my holiday shopping, got an extra 20% off, and earned even more Kohl's cash. Who's ready to ring in the savings?
Select styles ends January 2nd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months, I make $200 to $300.
Wow! That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Three after the hour. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Victoria, you know what this is the theme for? Who could
this
not?
Is
this is what?
Mission Impossible? Yeah.
Thank you.
Right?
How? Yeah. I'm hoping that people of all ages recognize this theme. Originally, Lalo Schifrin did it for Mission Impossible on television. But if you're doing movies that are a derivative of the Mission Impossible TV show, you got to use this film, the movie, the theme, right, Chucker?
I agree. I mean, that's really, I would define that as a pretty cool theme for a TV show or a movie.
Yeah, yep, right, exactly. All right.
Now,
so,
we're going to do something real fun today. The reason I play that is because Fandango came out with a list of their top 10 most anticipated movies for 2020. There are two Tom Cruise movies on that list. At number 10, Mission Impossible 7, which we know is going to be a massively big-budgeted film. What's interesting about this franchise is they all seem to get better and better as they go on. I was not a big fan of the first two. I love the third one.
I thought they were all good.
And then the rest of them are really good also. So number 10 on that list is Mission Impossible.
Although I will tell you, I didn't like it when Alec Baldwin got killed. I didn't like that. And Superman was a bad guy. That part of it I didn't like. Anyway, go ahead.
I actually thought his fight sequence with Tom Cruise in the bathroom, Henry Cavill, was incredible. I mean, I don't know how the heck they staged that, but that looked pretty.
Wasn't there a Chinese guy involved
brutal.
In that, too?
Yeah.
Wasn't there a Chinese guy?
That's what they call it, hardcore. So number 10 on the Fandango list, the most anticipated movies of 2022, Mission Impossible 7. Number 9, they have Top Gun Maverick, which is a long-awaited sequel to Top Gun, which is a huge hit back in the 1980s. I have my doubts how big of an interest it's going to be. Plus, there's going to be a ton of money on screen with this movie.
Big.
You have interest, Victoria, in Top Gun Maverick?
Yes, I do, actually. I want to see that a lot, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, number 8, Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom. I liked the first Aquaman. I thought it was a mess, but it was very entertaining. And I think this actor, Jason Momoa, has a lot of likability.
Women love him, men love him. Yeah, everybody loves him.
But he's a lousy actor.
Here's an interesting one. Number 7, it's hard to believe that the original came out in 2009, and James Cameron's been working on this franchise ever since without a follow-up until we get one in 2022. Avatar 2, interested or not?
Not. Yeah. I didn't even see the first one.
Yeah, I thought the first one was pretty interesting. The fact they did 2 and 3 together and that they'll be released, what, a year apart or something?
Is they're going to make, I think they're going to make four of them. Listen, I think James Cameron, who did Terminator, The Abyss, Aliens, Titanic, is one of the greatest filmmakers ever born. Why he spends all his time on Avatar, I have no idea. I thought that was a marginal movie that introduced 3D, which I hated. Please, no more 3D. Okay, so that's number 7. Number 6, Doctor Strange Into the Multiverse of Madness, which is going to work, I think, as sort of a sequel to this massive Spider-Man movie. Interested, yes or no?
No. I didn't see the
first one either, so I don't know.
I'm turned off on Benedict Cumberbatch at the moment because of the bad movie he was in.
Okay. I'll see it. I can't tell you I'm overly excited, but I will see it. Okay. Number 5, I am very excited to see this. Jurassic World Dominion. Here's why I'm excited. Not only is Chris Pratt and Dallas Bryce Howard back, but Sam Neill, Jeff Goldblum, Laura Dern, the stars of the original, all get the same amount of screen time, which means they're going to be starring in this movie also.
Are
you not excited?
Yeah, because I like the original, too, but I'm not a Chris Pratt fan, and it kind of lost me as it just kept going. But bringing back Jeff Goldblum and Sam Neill, and Laura Dern, for sure, I would see that.
Okay, number 4. Number 4 on Fandango's list. Thor, Love and Thunder. Chris Hemsworth, I think he's terrific as Thor, but here's the catch to this movie. Natalie Portman, who played his love interest in the first two Thors, coming back, she will get the Thor pass. She's going to become a superhero in this movie. Exciting
or
no?
Cool. I never saw the first Thor.
We only got 50 seconds.
Okay. Number 3, the Batman, Robert Pattinson. We talked about this.
Yes,
I'm very excited.
Sure.
Number 2, an animated Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, the first animated Spider-Man, big hit. And number 1, they have Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. No Black Panther in this movie, all the supporting characters. How they're going to do it, let's see. But
I would see that. I like the first one.
That's a maybe for me. Yeah. But I'm on board for the two.
Where's
Trump
Downton
Cruise
Abbey?
Movies.
No Downton Abbey?
Yeah, Downton Abbey should be in there. Oh, come on.
Not on that list.
That should be number 1 on the list. What a bunch of... That's a lousy list. Throw that away. Let's come up with our own list.
Halloween Kills, number 1 horror movie.
Now, tomorrow, let's come up with our own list, okay? Top 10 most anticipated movies. We'll do that tomorrow.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.